Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
All right, welcome to a very special Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and I'll run through the plugs really quick before I tell you why this episode is special. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email me, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you missed out on yesterday's, head on over there and check it out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you can hit that link. It'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. And, hey, you went all the way over there. You might as well give that a like. Don't forget we also have the Twitter feed, which is, of course, at Sports Time Radio. You can also find me on Twitter at Burke Time if you're interested in looking me up there. And today we are going to do something we don't dabble in too much, and that's actually sports betting. I have a very special guest with me. His name is Josh. We happen to work together at our regular jobs. Josh, welcome to Sports Time Radio, and thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, trust me, dude. I really appreciate you doing this. It's difficult to get, I don't want to, say you're a professional gambler. How would you kind of describe yourself as a bettor? What's the best way to explain it to our listeners?
Definitely amateur. I just got started back in the beginning of this year.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, that's a great place to start, because obviously, without giving too much away, you're definitely let's just say you're a college-age gentleman. How did you kind of get dragged into this, so to speak?
I got dragged by friends, sadly. I mean, they were gambling all the time while we were watching sports, and I kind of got interested. And then my one friend happened to make a lot of money, and it intrigued me to want to start sports betting.
Yeah, humorously, I mentioned to you before we started, I'm a daily fantasy guy, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, those kind of things. And that's how I got started, was with my friends. But I've noticed that you will look, obviously when we're at work, I noticed you're on your phone. At first when I noticed you were on it quite a bit, I honestly just thought you were texting a girl or something. I figured you were trying to hook up after work or something like that. And then it was explained to me that you were looking for stuff to bet on. What are some of the odder things you find overnight that you've actually wagered on?
Tennis, a lot of tennis. It's kind of, tennis is just around Europe and stuff like that, games going on. So obviously while we're at work overnight, they're on during the day.
So, and now how do you do, cause I know, I know a couple of tennis people, the main guys, but how do you do betting on tennis? Are you coming out on top at least?
It's like 50-50. I mean, sometimes I'll have my days where I just keep hitting, and then the other days it's just like a 2-week drag of nothing, but it just depends. But for some reason, I just get greedy and like to bet, $5, but it's a parlay, and it's like I'll win $350. So I never like to go the small routes. I don't know. I probably should, but I don't.
So, and then, just for, people were kind of bringing into sports betting, a parlay means that you're betting on what?
So, you have to – if there's different, for example, for tennis, there's different matches on. And so a parlay would be, I'd pick, let's say, out of the six matches, I pick the six people who I think would win. And depending on the odds, obviously it tells me my odds, and that's depending how much I'll put on it.
And now a parlay would generally have a bigger payoff than a normal straight up one-on-one match in most cases?
Exactly.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That would be the stuff I would be looking to, to bet as well. So that's, now, and how do you, how do you kind of get your information on, you know, what you're going to bet on? I know you mentioned one, I want to say, I don't remember if it was a Twitter feed or a website that you like to use for certain things. Are there places you go, or, you know, are you just that well-versed at knowing who to bet on?
Well, I guess it depends, because my dad is a tennis fanatic and he knows everything about tennis. So sometimes before he goes to bed, I'll look overnight and see who's playing and I'll talk to him to see what he thinks. But majority of the time, I'll live bet it. And the reason being is because obviously you never know who's going to win. It's a 50-50 shot. But live betting, a lot of times what I'll do is the better player, see, I look them up online and see what they're seeded, how they play, all that stuff on what surface. And depending, sometimes the better guy just starts off rough and the odds, he's plus 250. And that's a perfect opportunity to try to get a parlay going with other live bets that are live matches that are going on. And it ends up sometimes benefiting me, sometimes not. But I like to take the chance because, you know, the better guy, I'm hoping he'd win.
Yeah. And now, have you hit, you know, a tennis parlay lately or any time you've been doing this?
Lately, no. I've been on a little down streak. But before this, yes, I've hit like a couple. I've hit sometimes like, I remember one of the nights when we were working, I bet $5 and it won me $80. And then I did like another parlay right after that. And it was like $25, made me like $200-something. And I made like $400 that night.
Hell, I just went home. I'd been like, hey, I won money. I got to go. See you later. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not make money while you're working, you know?
So, all right. Well, you know, so overnight we're doing tennis. Now, do you find other things throughout the day? I mean, obviously we have a goofy work schedule, so it makes it kind of tough. But, you know, like I know tonight we have our first preseason football game. Are you looking to make any type of wager on that tonight?
I thought about it. I don't know. I just don't trust preseason, you know. If it was regular season, definitely, because I love football. And that's, like, my favorite sport to pay attention to. And definitely I haven't been able to wager yet on that because, like I said, I started in January. And by then it was, like, the Super Bowl and playoffs going on. And, you know, I like my favorite teams, and I don't like to bet on my favorite teams because then I just feel like I'm going to jinx it.
Yeah, no, I have actually, you know, again, you know, when I'm doing the daily fantasy thing, I generally try to stay away from my favorite players unless I have a really good matchup, because I have the worst luck when I use guys I really like. It's almost like it's just done like that. You know, they set you off.
Exactly. It depends. It really depends. But, I mean, like I said, tennis, I just like to look it up. And then I know I see you always wearing different types of baseball shirts. So sometimes I'll gamble on baseball, depending. I mean, obviously, I love to watch baseball because I grew up playing it. But, I mean, it depends. For that, when you brought up that the Twitter thing, is it's picks-wise. And my friend told me about it. And it's cool the way they do it. They every single day, they have, like, MLB picks. And, like, when it was NHL and NBA, NHL picks, NBA picks. And they explain the best bet, who they think for sure is going to guaranteed win it. And then they'll set up their own parlays, and they'll, like, tell you who they think will win every single game, and they'll explain their reasoning why. Like, this pitcher did bad on this day or stuff like that. It's cool.
Okay, well, you know, I am going to look them up when the NBA season comes around, because I am terrible at picking basketball. I'm just not a huge NBA fan, and, man, do I struggle. So I'm going to have to remember that name or down or something, and definitely check them out, because I need all the help I can get with that. I'm a huge football guy too. I do love baseball because I get it every day, and I can put a lineup in every day, and I have like my yearly league, you know, my yearly money league with my buddy, and you know, we do stuff like that. But it's nice to go out and get the daily, you know, fantasy lineup like that. Are you a daily player like that? Do you put a lineup in, or are you more a game better?
More in game better, I would say. But obviously, like, lineups and stuff like that, I'll definitely do during football season. Like, I'll do fantasy football. I don't know. I've tried fantasy baseball before, and it's cool. I don't know. I just started with fantasy football, and I just like the way it is.
Yeah, no, I that was the first, that's what got me hooked was fantasy football. And then we got into baseball, and I've always been more of a baseball guy. So I kind of leaned that way, but I've never just kind of like straight up picked a baseball game head to head. I've always done the lineups, and you know, like tonight, I don't understand all of the betting baseball wise. Like I just pulled up the White Sox Royal game, and I get that the over under is 9.5 on runs scored. I understand that, but can you kind of explain, like, the White Sox are -195 on the money line? Does that mean, you know, if Sal was to put $100 on the game, I would get less of a return, or how does that work?
So at the -195, basically is saying the odds aren't the Sox favor to win, right? So when it's plus, that's basically, if it's like +200, you'll double your money. If it's minus one something, depending, like -195, I mean, I would have to like type it in, but I think it's like probably half you'd get. So like if you bet $100, you'd get $50. So technically you'd win 150.
And they also do like the run line. The White Sox are -1.5. Does that mean they're favorite by a run and a half in the game? Is that how that reads?
Well, like if it says -1.5 on the bottom, what does it say? It usually like, let's say like plus or minus.
It just says run line, and the Whites, you know, the Royals are +1.5, and the White Sox are -1.5.
Yeah.
And I don't remember seeing that one.
So since the Sox are favored to win, right, on the money line, the spread's just -1.5, which makes the odds a harder chance for that to hit. So the odds are going to be more in your favor between the Sox and win by two. But like I said, they have to win by two. They can't win by one. They got to win by two at least.
All right, so it's very similar to the football betting lines I'm used to when I see, you know, somebody's given 3.5. It's a setup just like that when it comes to that.
Exactly, but since baseball is so close sometimes that it's always usually 1.5. You never really see 2.5. You always see 1.5. Like, they think one team, the Padres are going to be the Cubs by 1.5. Like, it's usually that way. In football, it's different depending. It'll be 7.5, 3.5, sometimes 13.5. It just, it's hard.
Yeah, no, well, you know, that makes total sense. Baseball's a more closely contested sport. But now if you were looking at this game and, you know, you saw it, what would go into you, you know, making a pick? You know, how much do the odds play? Because obviously you mentioned you're only really getting a $50 return on the White Sox on a $100 bet, which isn't bad. I mean, everybody likes to win money. But how would you kind of look into it and start to make your decision on who you would bet on in this game?
A lot of factors. It obviously depends who's pitching, how their ERA is, and how they have been in their last starts. And also I like to look at how the teams are doing. Like the Sox recently have not been playing well, obviously. I mean, they just got smoked by the Royals yesterday. But it there's a lot of factors to it. Obviously, I want to see who's doing well, and then the pitching, and then how they are against that specific team, and obviously batting averages against that specific team. So stuff like that.
So and now what weighs more for you? Because like I noticed here, the pitching matchup looks like it would favor the White Sox. It's Dallas Keuchel for the White Sox tonight, and then Daniel Lynch for the Royals. And Lynch has only thrown 22 innings, so he probably doesn't have a lot of major league experience under his belt. Does the pitching matchup weigh in more, or would the actual team lineups, I guess is it just possible that they're 50-50 for you?
For me, it's usually 50-50 because you could have a great pitcher, but, I mean, if that team's just on fire hitting, then, I mean, they could hit a great pitcher. You know, it really depends on how the team's doing.
I know a couple other people who bet. Now, I have one guy who is convinced that when a team scores a lot of runs in one game, like the Royals scored 9 last night against the White Sox, that in the next game they're not gonna put up as many. They'll probably only score 1 or 2 tonight. Do you buy into a theory like that, or do you have any theories like, you know, that kind of play off like that just on your own person?
I mean, you could definitely look into that, like with their previous games. Like, if they score a lot of runs in one game and the next game, they usually don't put it many. Like, that's a good statistic to look at. I mean, I know, like I said, picks-wise, like, I've looked at them, and they've definitely have looked into those statistics before as well.
Yeah, because, you know, again, this is all kind of new to me, so if I ask stupid questions, I apologize. But, even the season series with these two teams, I didn't realize was so tight. The White Sox only lead it by 1 game, 8-7. Tonight is the 16th game. So, even though Kansas City is down in the standings, these teams have been pretty even. Do the White Sox get a little bonus from you because they're the home team, or the fact that the series is so just even, basically, does that factor in a little more? How does the home team play for you? And let's start with baseball while we're talking baseball.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it depends. You like to look at home record or away record and how each of the teams do. It doesn't make sense how the Sox and the Royals are that close, obviously, because the standings, you'd see the Sox blowing the division away. But, I mean, it's definitely tough. I mean, like I said, the Sox have been such on a slump, so like, I really would not be surprised if the Royals pulled it out. But you would think Keuchel would get in there and get the win for the Sox. And they're home.
I hope so. He's one of my pitchers tonight. I need a good outing. I need a good outing out of him. So let's will him on to something, something positive here. I do see all these other lines. You know, do you, ever take the shot and bet on like an individual player? You know, like the chance he's going to hit a home run, or how many guys a pitcher's going to strike out. Do you ever look into those and take a shot on any of those?
I have, but I don't know. I don't really like to do those. I'm more, like I said, when you create a parlay and they're all negative 100 something, it's the payouts looks nice, $5 for 300 something. So I like to look at like different games and just set up a parlay of who's going to win tonight, Not just look at one specific game, just multiple.
And now I'm guessing, I do remember my grandfather was a fantastic horse player. He used to go once a week and just bring money home all the time. And he always told me, as long as you come home with more money than you left with, you had a good day. That was kind of his deal.
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
He used to parlays as well, because I know you can do it in horses. I'm assuming you can really do it in any sport. Like, you could go through and pick multiple baseball games or football, hockey, basketball, whatever.
Yeah, so let's say I've done that before. There was like an NHL, NBA, and then there's been baseball. If there's multiple sports playing in one day, you could pick two of each sport. Like, you could pick, the Penguins, Capitals, and then you could pick like the Warriors, the Lakers, and then like the Astros and the Reds or something. Just random teams, but you could pick two of different each and create your own parlay that way.
I didn't realize you could kind of mix sports like that. I thought you had to kind of stick to just the one, when you were doing that. That's cool, though. That would be something that would actually interest me, as long as, I didn't have to pick an NBA game. Of course, now I'm using your suggestion there, so I'm going to stick with it here. I'm already on it. We're all set. And now, I know another big thing, is college football. Are you looking forward to, doing some betting there? And I know some of those lines I've seen are out of control when, you get Alabama against some of these smaller schools and the line, is like Alabama favorite by 40. Are you looking forward to betting on some of those kind of things?
The one thing that's a bummer about me, I would say, is that college football is not something, like, I'm super into. I know some teams, I know some players, but, like, I don't usually, like, pay attention too much to it. So I would probably say I probably wouldn't gamble it, especially that the NFL season's on. And, you know, like I said, that's my favorite thing to look at is NFL.
Well, that's all right. We're okay there. I enjoy the NFL very much. I'm not a huge college football guy. So let's go ahead and focus a little bit tonight. You know, I know, you know, you don't like to bet these things, but let's throw some supposeds out there and just give our listeners a chance to kind of, pick your brain a little bit, or, you know, I don't want to say get some advice, because I don't want you telling people how to put their money down. That's the one thing we don't do here. But Pittsburgh is actually a 2-point favorite tonight over Dallas. We know Ben Roethlisberger's not going to play. We know Dak Prescott's not going to play. It's preseason. We know the starters just basically aren't going to play. Just say you were putting your money down on the game, just you. Are you taking Dallas with the 2 points, or are you going to lay it with Pittsburgh?
You're saying the Steelers are -2.5?
Yes. No, the Steelers are just -2 right now. The line I'm looking at, which is through Caesar's Sportsbook, yeah, it's just Pittsburgh at -2.
I mean, I think they're going to give the Steelers are going to give the running back, the rookie running back, Harris. He's definitely going to play tonight, I think. I don't think they would not play him, and I think he could definitely have a chance to do his thing. Do you know if – I haven't looked into it, but are like the defensive starters for the Pittsburgh playing, or are they going to sit them?
You know, I haven't heard – let me see what their injury report looks like here really quick. Generally, when I need my internet to work quickly, it goes kind of slow. But let me see what I can find here for you. It does look like J.J. Watt will not play tonight.
T.J.
Watt. To be the only – yeah, T, or J.J., yeah. Did I say – yeah, I said T.J.
J.J.
Yeah, I meant T.J., so wrong Watt brother there. They just kind of look like the same there.
They're both animals.
Let me double check the rest of their look here. And it does look Devin Bush has been cleared, but they don't believe he's going to play tonight. So it looks like Watt and Bush won't play, but nobody else is listed. So, you know, I don't know if they'll get a little time, or how they'll handle their actual defensive starters.
That's tough. I think the Steelers will win. I don't think the Cowboys will, especially if Dak's not playing. I feel like Dak is their team. And obviously Zeke. I'm assuming Zeke probably isn't playing either. And you know how the Cowboys' defense last year. They're horrendous.
Yeah, it looks like Zeke won't play, Amari Cooper won't play, and Tyron Smith also won't play on the offensive line. So
yeah, definitely four of the best players.
Yeah. So, you know, and then you never know who else. And you know how preseason goes, like you mentioned. That's why it's tough to bet. You know, guys are going to get one series, and then you're not going to see them again. So
exactly.
It's always tough. The thing that, you know, instead of having to go and try to pick a winner, what I thought might be easier is the over-under on this game is 33. I thought that is – would you think that's a little easier to bet? And if you were laying your money on that, which way would you go? You like over or under tonight on that?
I feel like football, usually 33 is pretty low. I mean, I would think 33 combined, that's pretty – I don't know. I think it'd go over. Especially the defensive stars aren't playing for Pittsburgh, I think it would go over. But then again, you don't know how these young guys are going to do and perform. It's tough. But I think the Steelers would win. I think it would be over 33, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know, the sad part there is I was thinking the same thing, so people should probably bet the under, because I'm wrong most of the time on these things. If you're the history of the – When I'm making predictions, they go south in a hurry. So,
I feel that way sometimes, too. I'm not going to lie.
You know, while we're on football, you know, now, you know, they know the our podcast emulates out of the Chicago area. Are the Bears your favorite team, or do you lean another way?
Well, people will probably call me bandwagon, but no, definitely the Patriots. I don't know why I grew up watching the Patriots, so they've been my favorite team. But obviously, it was upsetting when Brady left, and obviously, I still rooted for Brady. I'm not going to say I'm a Bucs fan, but definitely rooted for Brady to do well because obviously I want to see him succeed. But the Patriots, and no, I definitely do root for the Bears. I definitely do not hate them. I'm a city, but I live in Chicago area, so I love them. But it just sucks when, you know, Green Bay and Rodgers is there. It's difficult. I do not like the Packers. Big dislike. I also like Sox Cubs. I'm a big Sox fan, so I don't like the Cubs. The Packers and the Cubs, my two most hated teams.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, now I'm disappointed that my other two co-hosts aren't here because they are both giant Cub fans. That would have been fantastic to have go on. So, but all right. Well, here's a good one for you. You're a Patriots guy. Looking at the sportsbook win total, they have the Patriots win total set at 9 this year. The under pays off at +100, while the over is a -120. Where are you going to lay your money on the Patriots season? You going over 9 or under 9?
I think they'd go over. I mean, their defense got way better, and you know Belichick is a defensive genius. So they were good. Defense was good last year too. I mean, it was just disappointing that Cam looked good the first 3-4 games, and then he got COVID and was out for that Chiefs game that they barely lost. I mean, Belichick held Mahomes to 3 points after 3 quarters, and they had Brian Hoyer playing quarterback. If that was Cam, I think they won that game. But I think their defense got better, and then they actually. The reason why Brady left was because they had no offensive weapons. It was just Jules and he, you know, with his injuries and he's older, it was hard. So they definitely finally got some offensive weapons. So Cam really has no excuses this time. I want to see how he does. I hope he plays well. But if not, I don't know. Mac Jones has been looking pretty good.
Well, do you honestly want to know what happened to Cam Newton last year? I can tell you. I know exactly what happened.
What happened?
So, well, I took a flyer on him on my fantasy team, and I am that's one of the gigantic jinx on guys. I had Chipper Jones for years in baseball, and every year he got hurt. So I think, honestly, the year I ever had Cam Newton, and I wanted him. I waited and waited. I knew nobody would pick him. I got him really late in my draft. I thought I had a steal. And yeah, it went south. So I'm kind of blaming it on myself. So I'll do you a favor. I won't pick him this year. And the Patriots will have a better season. I can guarantee
perfect.
That. So.
Perfect. No, I mean, cancer off. Didn't he do that bad in the beginning?
No, he was great early. I really thought I had it made. And then it was just kind of like, well, here we go. This is my luck. So, and I didn't have a very good backup. So that was rough.
Yeah,
but then we'll jump to the local team here and see what you think. They have the Bears win total set at 7.5. This is kind of interesting. The under pays off at a -115, while the over pays off. They have it listed as -115. So
yeah,
I think
definitely on the Bears. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think. Justin Fields is good, and it depends. It depends. It really depends. Because usually, you know, these good, great quarterbacks, like let's say Rodgers, let's say Brady, let's say Mahomes, all those guys, they sat a year before they, you know, they got the chance, or even more than a year. They've been watching before they got out and did their thing. So it's tough because, obviously, Justin Fields is definitely the Bears' future. So it's like, do you want to put him out there too early? Because you have a chance to make playoffs this year more than likely. Or do you want to wait because Rodgers' contract is this is the last year in Green Bay? I mean, you wait, you let Fields watch, and then after Rodgers leaves, you bring him out, and you guys should win the division, no problem. You know, it depends what the coaches want to do, really. But if they put Justin Fields in, I think they'll get over 7.5. But if they don't, that's a tough one. I'd have to look way more into that because I don't really trust Dalton.
Yeah, and I don't know if you could make wagers on this. I'm betting somewhere down the line you can, but do you believe Matt Nagy and Andy Dalton is the week one starter?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Matt Nagy, yes. I wouldn't put Justin Fields against the Rams defense right off the gate. Like, that's the number one defense in the league, if not the Bucs defense. It's them two, top two. I think the Rams are better. I mean, they have Aaron Donald, who's probably the best defensive, I would say, for sure, because last year I think T.J. Watt deserved it more. I think he had a better season. But either way, then you have Jalen Ramsey at corner. I don't know. Their defense is just stacked. So you don't want to put Justin Fields and, you know, he could lose his mojo.
All right, and the last thing I need to know here, and this is all I really need to know, there's a team I root for outside of Chicago as well, and Russell Wilson happens to be their quarterback. Their win total is set at 10. Do the Seahawks do better or worse than 10 wins this year? And be careful how you answer, because remember, I know where you work. I mean, oh.
No, 10 wins. Oh, I think they'll go over 10. I think – I love Russell. He's a good quarterback. I think he's a very good quarterback. He's very clutch. He can do a lot with less. He always keeps Seattle in there, so I think they'll get over 10. It's just going to be a tough division. I don't think they'll win the division. I mean, it depends. If Chandler Jones leaves Arizona, then their defense definitely got weaker. But if he stays, him and J.J. Watt will be a force. So I think it'll be a great division, especially if Jimmy G's back and all the 49ers stars are back. That's definitely the best division in football. I mean, they all could definitely be competing for first. They'll be neck and neck, I think.
Yeah, it definitely – it's a tough division to be in. But, yeah, I was hoping for, you know, them to get to 11 or 12, and I figure the extra game will help. You know, they'll have that opportunity to pick up an opportunity there. So we'll see how that works out.
Exactly.
But, all right, well, I guess – you know, before we let you go here, are you betting on anything tonight? You got anything going on that you can kind of let us in on, or anything you're looking forward tonight to bet on?
Tonight, no. I was going to do the preseason, but I'm not going to. In baseball, I would have made my picks by now. But I'll probably just, you know, overnight at work, I'll definitely be looking at some tennis matches depending.
You don't have an Olympic bet or anything you're looking to make?
Olympic? No, I never really paid attention to the Olympics. I mean, definitely, it's obviously a good way to bet because, you know, there's a lot of different things you could bet in when it comes to the Olympics. But, no, I haven't really been paying attention much to the Olympics. It's just been more tennis. I've paid attention to some Olympic tennis matches, obviously, that the gold already was given. But before that, yeah, I would pay attention to that.
Yeah, no, the only thing I know is the men's basketball team is playing for the gold against France. I don't know when the game is, though, so I wasn't sure if that would be something you would look into or, you know, anything like that.
I mean, USA has been all over the place, but, I mean, they really should win. I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't win. It'd be more interesting if Luka won and they went to the face the United States, because then I'd be like, okay, if the United States isn't playing well, Luka could definitely, you know, do some damage and drop 40. So, I mean, because they're not there, I think the United States would definitely win. It's just hard to do same-game parlays with such great teams, like the United States, such a great country with, like, all the different players they have playing for them, because, I mean, it depends. You know, there's not a guarantee. There's not two great players that are going to put up for sure 25 points each. You know, it'll vary because they're all good.
Yeah, I think Kevin Durant is the only guy who's been really a consistent scorer on this team. So, you know, maybe there's a bet out there where you can bet on how many points he's going to score. I'm sure there is, right? You can make individual bets like that.
Yeah, you could do in basketball. I used to do when I was late. It was in season, but I would do same-game parlays, and obviously, I would, a lot of the times, to be honest, I would bet on the Warriors. I wouldn't bet on them winning. I've been on the players like Steph or like Draymond Green because they're consistent with the amount of points they score, rebounds, assists, all that. I usually do that, but like I said, because the United States has great players, it's kind of hard to say, oh, these guys are going to get this many points or this many rebounds or this many assists.
Yeah, it's tough. You just never know who's going to have the hot hand and anything like that. So, but all right, well, you know, Josh, I'll let you run. I actually kept you a little longer than I planned, so I appreciate you hanging around. And I thank you for coming on and doing this. We don't talk a lot of sports betting, so I don't know if you slept yet. So get some sleep, and I will see you at work in the morning.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me, John.
No problem, man. Take care. So, all right, we will let Josh run there and just kind of move along here. We'll wrap things up. I hope you appreciated us getting a chance to talk a little sports betting. We don't do a lot of it, and I thought it would be interesting, but we'll run everything down here again for you real quick. Remember, tomorrow I'm back with Schomburg Stu at 5 p.m. So swing by here a half hour later than with Dan and I due to scheduling. You know how that goes. What else we got going on? Well, of course, we got sportstimeradio.com. Get over there and check out the new blog that went up yesterday. Follow the link over to the Facebook page. And you know the deal. You're over there. You might as well give that a like. The Twitter feed is at sportstimeradio. I'm also on Twitter at burketime. That's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. And then if you were able to stop by and listen to Josh and I talk some sports betting, great. I'm glad you stopped by. I hope his advice helped you out or he gave you a little bit of an insight into something you might be interested in trying. But if you did miss out, you know the deal. TuneIn.com, swing on over there, and you can listen to it anytime you want. It's available over there. Other than that, we're good. I'm going to play some music, and I will talk to you tomorrow at 5 p.m. with Schomburg Stu. Have a good day, everybody.